NTD reached out to the HHS for comment, but didn't immediately hear back. During fall of last year, a U.S. district court judge lifted a stay on a protective order. That order shielded the NPT's recent study on the toxicity of fluoride from release. Most recently, in a February meeting, the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences agreed to publicize the NPT's report. The institute is expected to post the report on NPT's website before March 15th. The posted documents could play a major role in the second trial phase of the ongoing legal battle. A previous review on fluoride conducted by the NPT found that fluoride is presumed to be a cognitive neurodevelopmental hazard to humans. However, the report said that conclusions were based on a higher amount of fluoride that is found in U.S. drinking water. Advocates of fluoride use argue it could prevent tooth decay. The next court hearing in the case is scheduled for April 11th.